Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks so much for tuning in. We have live in studio a fantastic band for you, starting off the night on Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. This is B-Bomb.
Hi, we're B-Bomb.
One by one, yes.
you. We're B-Bomb. B-Bomb.
Hi.
We're on the radio.
Unbelievable.
Can you believe it? The drums have fallen apart, Silas. Give me 1 second.
Rachel, where can people find those last couple songs?
You can find them on Bandcamp. You can find them on Deezer?
Yes, Deezer. That's the important one.
What's the other one? What's the big one?
That's Spotify.
Is that it? I don't know. And it's on an EP called What Do People Do All Day that we put out around this time last year.
Almost exactly a year ago.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Anyway, this is some new stuff from our new album coming up.
It doesn't have a name, it doesn't have a release date, but you heard it here first.
It's time to go, Molly's gonna be sick, little do you know, I'm a freaking brick. It's time to go, Molly's gonna be sick, little do you know, I'm a freaking brick. It's time to go, Molly's gonna be sick, little do you know, I'm a freaking brick. It's time to go, Molly's gonna be sick, little do you know, I'm a freaking brick. Got not even wings, but I'm wet on the toes of the fire. We'll be right back.
songs about other dangers.
Of other technology. Everybody at home.
This is your sign.
This is a new one. First time playing, actually.
First time ever?
First time ever.
First ever?
Open alliance and a dinosaur diamond, perfect 10.
video game.
It's on a video game called Street Uni X.
Crash Bandicoot. Street Uni X. Local talent. Go look it up. This song's in it.
My hat's in the fire, my skin is on fire. Bad on the pain, I turn into a creature. Just a spirit of a lack and extinguishing. I'm on the plane, say, that's across my skin. Got a sign of the medicine.
Everybody, bring it all the way down. This one's for all the lovers in the house. If you're out there with someone you love, take them by the hand and tell them you love them.
Just tune up.
few more.
Yeah, I got just a couple more. So like we said, we had an EP come out just about a year ago called What Do People Do All Day? And this song is, we're putting out a very, 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 very late video for this song off that album. Hopefully. Hopefully next week on the anniversary. That's the idea. From a tour, it's all footage of a tour that we did also last year, and it took us this long to make the video. And by us, I mean me. And
it wasn't this time.
I'm not going to put it on you.
It's also coming out on April 1st, though, so you can trust it if you want.
Anyways, this song's called Sitting Around. One we put out as a single. When did we put this one out? Like last year too, right? I mean this next song rather is one that we put out as a single. But when did we put this one out?
Last June.
We should spend less time yapping and more time tuning my guitar. Yapping my gob. Yapper's delight. All right.
Okay. This song is about an obstacle course in England.
That's when it played at the last of the course. That's when it played at the last of the course. That's when it played at the last of the course. That's when it played at the last of the course. Played a Velocicle Force. That's when I 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 played a Velocicle Force.
Obstacle course, 1,000 foot, inflatable obstacle course.
1,000 foot,
inflatable obstacle course. 1,000 foot, inflatable obstacle course.
got one more song, and then we'll have been Bebop. This song, this is our Bebop, and this is our B song.
Every time I put a flower in my hair, it comes down and it sticks in my hair. I got stung in the head, swelled up like a water bed. So excited to give you a nice cold beer, now I'm terribly been hurt by a fear. I think that you're full of people have been hurt by fear. Another window.
Bebop live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for tuning in. Do not go anywhere. Bebop will be joining me in studio to chat about everything and everywhere. And yeah, Jay Arner, sound technician tonight, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Don't go anywhere. Bebop chatting very soon. Here are some messages until then.
Storytelling is powerful. Our stories carry personal and collective histories, build bridges of understanding, and shine light on unseen truths. Your story, your voice, your power. CITR and Discorder is excited to announce the release of 5 unique podcasts as a part of its Power and Voice podcast incubation program. Power and Voice is an entry-level educational program created by CITR to surpass traditional barriers to entry into the medium of spoken word radio and podcasting. The result is a series of podcasts demonstrating a wide diversity of work in genre, structure, and content. Tune in every day from April 14th to 18th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to hear Power and Voice storytellers share their stories on their own terms and in their own words.
If the news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
As temperatures begin to dip, the city is opening additional shelter beds and warming centers. The city provides a range of temporary shelters, extreme weather response shelters, warming centers, and daytime service centers. Some temporary shelters include Evelyn Saller Center and 10th Avenue Church, whereas the extreme weather response shelters are the Belkin House, Marpole Neighborhood House, Commercial Hastings EWR, Directions Youth Services Shelter, and warming centers can be found in Chinatown Peace Church, St. Mary's Church, Osborne Shelter, as well as additional locations. For more information, visit the City of Vancouver's webpage, specifically in the Shelters and Winter Response Strategy, vancouver.ca/people-programs/shelters.aspx. A-S-P-X.
From 1951 to 1992, First Nation and Inuit children were placed in non-Indigenous communities to live in private homes to attend school. If you or someone you know participated in this program, compensation may be available. For details, please visit boardinghomesclassaction.com or call 1-888-499-1144 for details on eligibility, support, or opting out.
Kalalalalam is an urban Indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown east side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, Kalalalalam aims to partner Indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the downtown east side by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, kalalalalam.ca, or Instagram at kilalalelum to learn more or donate. If you or someone you know has experienced sexual assault, you are not alone. Stand Informed Legal Advice Services is a new program offered by Community Legal Assistance Society that provides free legal advice to anyone who lives in BC and has experienced sexual assault in this province. Stand Informed offers up to 3 hours of free, confidential legal advice, regardless of age, gender, income, whether the assault has been reported to the police, or if you are uncertain that what you experienced is sexual assault. To access Stand Informed services, call 604-673-3143 or email standinformed@clasbc.net.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Picture this. You're walking into your local record store and start skimming the many records until you find an album that you recognize. You pick out the album, check the track list, and maybe only recognize a couple songs. Now you have to listen to the whole album, right? Well, why not do it together? On Discali, every show runs you through an entire album and breaks down key parts and songs that make up an album's aesthetic, art, and story. I'm your host, Oliver, and join me every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in talking about all things music. Want to discover more albums, artists, record pressings, and concerts? I got you. That's every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., so tune in to Discali to discover different discographies and add to the musical discourse.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. CITR.ca is where you get us on the internet. This is Life from Thunderbird. Radio Health. Thanks so much for tuning in. I am Ben. I am in the studio with the band you just heard live on the air, B-Bomb. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
I should turn on your mic. thanks so much for coming in. Thanks so much for playing live in our studio. Can you, do you want to maybe introduce yourself for two people out there in Radioland?
I'm Devlin. I play drums.
I'm Ree. I play guitar.
I'm Rachel. I play keyboard and sing.
I'm Stevie. I play the bass.
And you are B-Bomb.
We are B-Bomb.
Yeah. We are B-Bomb. Yeah.
Let's start with maybe how did this band came about? How did it work?
So
started, didn't start in Vancouver, right?
No, we Dev and I were both living in the southern UK. I was there for work, and I ended up working with Rachel.
I didn't
at a games company, a video game company, and we ended up. We ended up being in a band for like a work party that was just doing a bunch of classic rock covers and stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
And then so we ended up talking about music, and we're like both had a shared appreciation for twee and pop punk and stuff and a lot of things. So we ended up a band ended up forming of the three of us, and then when we all moved back to Vancouver, and the band has been going along steadily since, and then we added Stevie on bass a little bit more recently.
Yeah, back in January.
So were you all originally from Vancouver?
No, we were originally from Vancouver.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Dev were in bands here in the past.
Yes.
Yeah, been around for a while.
And Stevie's from Vancouver and has been in bands here. So Rachel's the only newcomer.
I got picked up from the
So that's cool. Which part of the so is it southern?
It's such a funny way to describe.
Is there a name of the city? Do we know the city? Is it
Horsham?
West Sussex. It's near London,
halfway between London and Brighton. So like halfway between London and the coast.
Yeah. Okay, so, is it pretty close to eat both of them then?
Yeah, that's the only good thing about Horsham.
Okay,
really, is that
don't say that.
Both of those.
I mean, it's probably a train station, right?
It
sounds familiar.
Yeah,
I might have passed through.
Moving back to Canada after enjoying the train networks in Europe has been it's the main thing. I don't miss a lot, but that's the main thing I miss. If this was a sane country, we could take a train from Chilliwack to Whistler on like any time of day.
Yes, right. Maybe start also going back to the first show was like at a work party. Was it for like video?
Well, yeah, because Creative Assembly they throw pretty big work parties, right?
Yeah, that was it wasn't our first show because we did some like little backyard shows. We played in a pub. We played in like one real venue while we were based in the UK and in Brighton.
It was the Prince Albert in Brighton.
Yeah.
Wow.
We also played at a pub. The Malt Shovel.
Yeah, that counts. Yeah. Yeah, that was. But then, one of our first shows was also at a work party, and we got to play on like a festival sized trailer stage, which was very fun too. All of our coworkers.
We did two, right? Like there was one that was like in that tent.
Yeah, but that's when we were playing as a cover band.
Yes. Yeah. We were shredding out to the Doors and stuff.
Ghostbusters.
yeah.
Real foggy music.
Yeah.
Well, for work party, I feel like
that
probably works well. That's why people, Ghostbusters seems like a good.
Yeah, it was
July,
fun.
Though.
I love doing the little synth bits on that song.
And when did the name came about, B-Bomb, and what does it...
I think we were wandering around London.
We were wandering around Swan Walk and Horsham getting boba.
Yeah.
And we were trying to decide on a name, and I think you just said B-Bomb. And which I think originally was like the seed bombs you can buy for your garden that have like bee-friendly flowers. Yeah. But then I visited my mom recently and had a flashback that my mom, instead of saying rushing around for my entire life, has said, oh, you're just going to B-bomb around. Oh. So in my mind, I'm like, I can make it mean that.
It
was meant to be.
Yeah.
It invokes a lot of energy, but also the cute things in nature. And
I think it fits a band.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's like a poppy, like B-bomb, like bop-bop.
Yeah. It's taking a little bit from Sex Bob-omb. Maybe not, perhaps not intentionally, but yeah.
I am going on air today. I'm separating myself from Scott Pilgrim versus the world.
Well, the band that was here 2 weeks ago, Muppet Boys, they played as Sex Bob-omb.
Yeah, I remember. I was at that show. Yeah.
I love that show.
Several people messaged us before that show. We're like, y'all are covering Sex Bob-omb? We're like, no, it's not us.
That would have been a natural. Yeah. I mean, that band is really heavy. Like, Sex Bob-omb is actually, like, weirdly heavy.
And so, in Vancouver now, and you're playing a lot of shows.
Yes.
Lots of shows coming out. Let's maybe start off with, I think there's a show that is on the 29th, which is, that's like Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday at 648 Kingsway. Is that the old?
Take Your Time. Yeah.
Many names.
The old Toast.
And then I think it went by 648 Kingsway.
Yeah, that was.
And Take Your Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many names.
And you're playing with Numb Dame and Fuzzy Slug.
Yeah,
love those guys.
Yeah. Anything special you're doing for the show, or any? Is going to be this similar to this set or different?
We're going to premiere those two new songs that we played there, but I didn't actually know we were playing them tonight. So.
maybe more new songs. Yeah, we're working towards the new album, so we're really trying to get all of the new stuff. The dance out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How many songs are you planning on, or you have already?
Eight.
I think it was ten.
Up to ten.
Yeah.
So a proper LP.
Proper ten. And you said you don't have a name for it yet?
We have an idea. But we don't want to say anything until we're...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
100%.
What is the timeline you're thinking? Not to hold you to it, but are you thinking like this? Is it like this year? Just as quickly you can.
Yeah, later this year. Yeah, we're in the demoing and tracking like process now. We're just doing finishing up the pre-production, and then we're gonna.
We're also finishing off like the last little bit of our last records legacy, where we're doing like a final tour with those songs.
Yeah, you're doing like a little tour on the island, is what it is?
And like the music video next week. So like
we're
ending the cycle of the first record to start on the new one fresh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is a music video coming then?
Yeah, it was when we were last September.
October.
Yeah, we toured out to Alberta and back. And we took a video, and with the plan to make a more of a narrative video. But we took lots of our buddy Patrick from Buddy, who we toured with, took a lot of performance videos for us, and for which I'm internally grateful. I think we originally were going to do something a little bit more narrative, but then it kind of got away from us. But we just got a nice diary kind of the different shows that we played on that tour, and some fun little goof arounds that we're making a video out of.
Unfortunately, with several of us looking really just kind of dour and not into it, because that was the story at the time. So the scenes of Rachel dancing and having a great time, we're supposed to not be having fun.
Oh, so there was like a theme or like a...
There was a theme.
There was, okay.
Yeah.
But it's been lost to time.
Yeah, fair enough. But the tour was fun. That was the one with Buddy.
Yeah, that was really, really good.
It was really good. Yeah, it was definitely interesting. Played some interesting venues.
I think I saw a video of like a house show, maybe? In a house. I don't know, but yeah.
I was in Kelowna.
Yeah.
Yeah, with our friend Jade.
Yeah, it was we played that place before too when we first came to Canada with this band. Just a little house venue in Kelowna. It's real squeezed in a little tiny.
Yeah, planet. It does. It just looks like a regular house.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like someone just played in my bedroom.
shout out to Kelowna.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's nice to have people who will show up for us out there. Like especially with all the stuff with the border. I think we're really looking to cultivate the BC Alberta, like the local tour. Like we're really trying to, if anybody knows where to play in Squamish,
please message us.
Hit us up. Chilliwack. Even Surrey. Well, like when's the last time there's been a good venue in Surrey? Like
there is one.
It's all right. So let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where you do in Squamish. That's interesting.
Studying Chivas at one point, but I don't even know if they exist anymore.
Yeah. Like, I know there are like, places like Gibson. There's the one right on, I don't know what it's called. It's like, it looks like one of those portables back schoolhouse. Okay. Like one of those classrooms, but.
Yeah, I know people play in like the there's like the, Legion up in Seashelt. I know people play there, like some, like, I've seen like D-beat bands and stuff playing there.
Yeah. A lot of it's just maybe just go call up the Legion and just be like, where do you go?
Legion tour.
Yeah.
Bring back the church basement.
I'm gonna win all the meat draws.
Yeah. is it pretty easy for you to go on tour in terms of just like getting away from your other part? You know,
just
your other
stick the roof rack on the KSL.
It's
pretty easy for me. I'm pretty good at taking time off.
Yeah, I'm a student right now, so it's been so far it's been chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not too bad for me. Either. I can take time off.
Yeah. Did you take a van for the? Are you going to do a van or is it just multiple cars?
Multiple cars.
We've all fit in the Kia Soul last time, and we're probably going to fit in the Kia Soul again.
Yeah.
But like all in one, just one car?
Not for the island, no, but that's a short jaunt.
What is a Kia Soul, just like a sedan or an actual?
Yeah, it's just a little hatchback, but it's like a nice boxy hatchback. Okay. So you can kind of. I found it's the most space efficient. I have a lot of opinions about why the Kia Soul is the best car.
Yeah.
It's very space efficient.
Yeah. But you're playing in places with house kit, I assume. Then. Because you can't fit the drums
I don't own a drum kit.
Okay, perfect.
That was a rough part of the tour we did last time, because we did play a show in Banff, and that was the only, it was at like a hostel bar in Banff, and it was the only place that didn't have a house kit, which meant we had to bring a kit the entire way.
But with us and Buddy, we shared responsibility. Certain days, we'd take the kit, and then they'd take the kit.
We weren't all squished all at the same time.
Yeah.
Right. But it was one kit you shared.
Yeah. But that was the only time that we had to...
We brought the kit just for that one show.
Which, next time, I would love to play there again, we will come up with an acoustic set if we play there again.
Yeah. I wonder...
A cajon.
No.
Or a djembe.
Can I force you to play the cajon?
No, I will not play the cajon.
Yeah, that seems like a lot just for one show. I guess you can't rent drums in like a smaller.
I mean,
it's just like no Long and McQuaid.
No, it's not too bad. That's the nice thing about a Canadian tour is that if you're in a real pinch, you can always run to a Long McQuaid. I think American tour is a little trickier for that.
Anything. Yeah. I mean, back in the old days or any days, like crossing the border with gear is always. And I feel like it's probably way worse now.
Yeah,
I think, not worth it.
Yeah, in the past, people talked about just having, you know, like houses, like places just at the border for so people can pick up like a drum share or like a gear share. Mm. So people coming up here would use them.
Bellingham Guitar Center.
Yeah.
Gets a lot of business
probably. Yeah, yeah. I thought I was told that like a Long and McQuaid renting gear was kind of unique to Canada, but I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't play an instrument.
I don't think there was anywhere like that in the UK that was like an easy place to rent a lot of music gear.
No, I don't think so.
Was it Gex?
Gex.
That was it. Gex. 100 Gex.
Or Hobgoblin music. Yeah.
I love Hobgoblin. Yeah. I got my banjo at Hobgoblin.
Yeah, you can get a lot of banjo-adjacent instruments at Hobgoblin. Yeah.
So how was it in the UK? Did you like have a rehearsal space? You have gear? How did the band situation?
We rehearsed in Rachel's bedroom.
Oh.
Yeah, we didn't really have any neighbors, which made it kind of nice. Like, because it was like a little like townhouse on the like in the square. So it was just like businesses. So
yeah, every other townhouse on either side had been converted into businesses.
Oh,
but
nice.
The one that Rachel lived in was still a townhouse.
Yeah.
So
very wonky townhouse.
Yeah. So we would just practice and like, you know, we get people outside yelling up. It's like, you sound really good. Or, shut up.
I don't think we ever got a shut up. I think people were pretty positive.
Yeah.
We got a lot of positive feedback through the window.
Yeah, we'd end a song and hear like, out in the way.
That was just in my bedroom.
Horsham never called a sound complaint on us, which I'm eternally thankful for.
Yeah, although when we did play in my backyard, we had that one person who like shone a high beam like torch at us like from their window.
Yeah, but that wasn't while anyone was playing a set. That's when we were like drunk and doing like our Horsham jazz experiments. Like, I was on the drum kit and you were just like both too drunk to be doing that. Like that was a fair complaint.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, honestly, fair. Yeah, fair. Can't blame them.
And during your set, you mentioned one of the songs was used in a video game?
Yes. Our friend Daffodil made a unicycle like a PlayStation 1 style unicycle Tony Hawk's Pro Skater kind of
game. Oh, but with unicycle.
And it's got a bunch of local bands in it, and they asked us to use our song On Fire in it, which you can find in that game.
Oh, nice. What's the game called again?
Street Uni X.
Street Uni X. Okay. Yeah. It's on like PC.
It's on Steam.
Steam.
Yeah.
It's like
Itch, and it's all
I think it might be on Switch now.
Not yet.
Well, it's gonna be on Switch, I think. Maybe. Hopefully.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who has the highest score in that game in this band?
I'm really bad at it.
Yeah.
I was literally talking earlier today with my roommate about how hard the controls are, and I can't get my head around it. I love it, but like I'm so bad at it.
Yeah. I was terrible at Tony Hawk, whatever, Pro Skater 2. I never really...
I love Tony Hawk so much. Play those games to death. Yeah. And it kind of like... embarrassingly like formed a lot of my like musical taste.
It was mine too.
Yeah, because that was very impressionable age for me.
Stevie, did you play any of those?
Yeah. Oh, Tony Hawk for sure. And like you, Rachel, definitely informed a lot of my music taste.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I can still hear Superman by Goldfinger in my head.
Hell yeah.
Doing everything again.
Those are huge games, and I think they have a hard time re-releasing them because the soundtrack, they couldn't get the rights to some of the songs, and they had to replace them with something. Or
They did some covers.
For
the Thug games.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was Tony Hawk's, was it American Wasteland was the one that was all covers.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That was good. I remember like that Fall Out Boy did a cover of Start Today by Gorilla Biscuits. And that's basically how I learned about hardcore music.
Nice. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I am in the studio with B-Bomb, who just played a live set at the beginning of the hour. If you missed that, you can listen to this show and many other shows on CITR at a later time on podcasts. Go to CITR.ca. For this one, just do a search for Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell or type in search for B-Bomb, B-E-E-B-O-M-B. That should show up on your search. I'm going to say later tonight, sometime early tomorrow, as soon as I punch in the podcast. So, B-Bomb. So, yeah, last year you put out a cassette called What Do People Do All Day?
That's
very nice name for What Do People Do All Day? Is it? But that's like a book, or is it from just a saying? Or
Richard Scarry, right?
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
I kind of nearly forgot about it. Yeah. But yeah.
What do you think people do all day? What do you do? Is that just a philosophical question?
That is the question, really. Yeah.
Lately, it's been playing a lot of shows and then preparing to play a lot of shows and then writing songs to play at shows later on and trying to get an album out. Like, that's been taking up a lot of my time lately.
Yeah.
A lot of my time is taken up worrying about the stressful things I'm putting off.
What other newer songs about? Is it a bit different theme than maybe some of the old songs, or is it pretty much just whatever? Like, just your newer songs, it might be. Yeah, is it a bit different than the old ones in terms of content, or?
I don't know. I think there's not really like much of a tone change, I think, between the songs. So maybe some songs are like, they're a bit more of a developed vibe. Like, we always try to do something new with every song, I think, with the writing. So I think we have tried to evolve our like topics a little bit.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, we got the one about what's like Diesel's about? Like, that's a funny one. That's a funny sort of almost political song that we played earlier.
No, it's just a slightly satirical song about just buying an electric car and then buying the wrong electric car.
Right.
And
then
a lot of people are experiencing that right now.
Yeah, fair enough. That's topical.
I think our topics and our songs have also grown up a little bit as we become more comfortable as like musicians and songwriters. Like, we're definitely getting a little more experimental with certain things.
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, Obstacle Course is a more recent one. That one's silly.
Well,
we gotta have a joke
somewhere. Thing is, we're just deeply unserious. Like, about like
don't say that
about about what we write about. Like, we try to keep it like fairly lighthearted, I guess.
There was a story from I think I read on the at least on the Bandcamp. There's a story for the 1,000 foot inflatable obstacle course song, right? Mm-hmm. That's an act. It's an actual thing.
Oh yeah.
What is that about?
So we were, like we said, we were practicing in the town square, and there was like a nice gazebo, like right there in the middle. And we walked outside, and there was an advertisement on it that said 1,000 foot inflatable obstacle course. And we thought that was really funny, so we wrote a song about it, and that was kind of the gist of it. Like, it's one of the few songs that happened just in practice. Yeah. We were like, obstacle course. And then it just became a song.
Yeah. We did the
obstacle course. So then we did do the there's a video. The other music video we've done, if you look up on our Instagram, is we did do the 1,000-foot inflatable obstacle course, which is very difficult as an adult because, like, imagine, like, going into a bouncy castle as an adult, like, especially when you're, like, over 200 pounds and you're just sinking into it and there's these children running past you. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. It was brutal.
I ran it twice. I don't think I could have done more than that.
We were drenched in sweat.
It was also, like, one of the hottest days of the year, too.
It was brutal. Yeah.
And, like inflatable bouncy castle, like plastic inflatic material too. So it's like everything's just a sauna. Like
stuck. I was just covered in like friction burns.
Oh yeah, because it was like horrible. Stuck. Yeah,
there was like climbing ladders.
I had fun. You guys are making it sound too harrowing. I actually had a lot of fun.
I had a lot of fun too, but also like afterwards, it's kind of like, ow.
Yeah, it does take a toll a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, should bring it to Vancouver.
I should.
I wonder. You can maybe at Party World. I don't know where you get that kind of stuff.
String a bunch of bouncy castles. Our next B-bomb show, we're bringing bouncy castles.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Build your own 1,000-foot inflatable obstacle course.
You're listening to CIT Radio, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm here with B-bomb. We're going to kick into to play a little game section of this show. We'll be back after this bumper music.
What would you rather do? Would you rather?
Would you rather? I don't know if the Arbuckles played Would You Rather last time.
No, we did a BuzzFeed quiz about which
good, perfect. Okay.
Character we would be. And we got Nirmal, which was
of course. Yeah, that makes perfect. Yeah, of course we play that game. Yeah. That makes sense.
The gay one.
Would you rather? Very simple. I have a deck of cards here, and there's different color. I think it's based on different categories. It doesn't really matter. Just maybe each of you can randomly pick a card out. If it really sucks, just pick a different one, and just ask the rest of your band the question in Would You Rather. Yeah, if it's a dumb question, just get a different one.
It's okay. It says family card game on the side. So that should be okay.
Should I just give one to everyone? And then?
Or you can start or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. I got a Would You Rather have a smartphone that never runs out of charge or a free subscription to every streaming service? Oh, easily like the smartphone.
Yeah, the smartphone.
Right? Because what if you, like, that would just be so good for any like situation where, like, you're on a flight or like you're, like you've gone up like a mountain and you get lost. Like you want to have your always on smartphone.
I'd be like dubious of the battery though. I'd be kind of fearful of it.
Yeah,
I think it would explode.
Also, I don't really use like streaming services. So
yeah.
I don't care.
I'm sure we all have our own ways of having a subscription to every single.
What do you mean?
I mean, honestly, that would just be convenient. I don't know. I like when my phone runs out of battery. It feels liberating.
Yeah. Then why do you always give me such hell about it?
because you are always doing all the band like socials and stuff. And...
Would you rather go out in public dressed as a mime or a magician? Like, obviously a mime, right?
I'm going mime
all the way.
I mean, a magician can look like anything. Yeah. So.
You're going to go magician, aren't you? I can look on your faces. Like, I guess I kind of look like a mime right now.
You do have the striped. You should have the striped T-shirt, to be fair. But yeah, any excuse to wear like a cool top hat.
Yeah, I want to get like a velvet suit with a cravat or something like that. Right.
Yeah,
pick a card, any card.
Two mimes and two magicians.
Like, what is the typical magician like with the magician hat, or like weird David Copperfield? Yeah, like weird.
I'm picturing like a cape.
Yeah.
But with like a really cheesy like costume tree suit kind of thing.
I think y'all should take the Chris Angel Mind Freak direction and just have frosted tips and leather pants.
Have you ever seen his band?
Yes.
What?
Chris Angel's like band where he's just like singing cheesy rock music and doing magic tricks. Maybe that's what Bebop is.
Okay, he doesn't sing. He doesn't sing though.
Yeah, I did. I think he did. Oh. This was back in the '90s or something. Like,
oh.
I don't think it lasted very long.
Okay.
The world wasn't ready.
Next question.
Oh, yeah. Would you rather attend the celebrity-filled premiere of a movie or host the Oscars?
It seems like a lot of the work hosting the Oscars.
I would host the Oscars, and then they would never ask me to do it again.
That would be fun. Yeah, I'm going to host the Oscars and ruin them.
Yeah.
It's some choice words for Hollywood. I think I'd go for host the Oscars as well, yeah.
I think
a celebrity-filled premiere of a movie just doesn't seem that exciting to me.
No.
Yeah. And plus, I think hosting the Oscars has the celebrity-filled party element of it.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah, I think I would also do that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really, it's no competition.
I've got a classic. Would you rather fight the world's best boxer or a silverback gorilla?
Well, probably the boxer, because the boxer would know when to stop.
Yeah. I mean, the boxer is the
boxer's just going to knock you out.
It's just the idea of, a silverback gorilla is the same level. It's like, no, that thing will rip you apart.
A silverback gorilla is going to crush your head.
I don't want to hit a gorilla. I like gorillas.
Yeah, what would the gorilla do?
They're nice guys.
You had to wrangle the gorilla to fight you.
Yeah, that's why the save. Choice. Okay, I'll do one more.
Okay.
I'll ask the entire band, and then we'll see what this question entail. Oh. That's okay. It's fine. Would you rather a science experiment that made you 10 feet tall for the rest of your life, or one that makes you 3 feet tall? So you either be so the rest of your life you're going to be 10 feet tall or 3 feet tall. It's a tough. Well,
that is a toughie.
That's a tricky one.
That's a tricky one.
I do think that your life would be a little easier as a 10-foot person than a 3-foot person.
Is it? I don't know.
Both would be really inconvenient, but I'm getting the feeling that it would be easier.
Like the thing is that there are 3-foot tall people in the world, and therefore there are accommodations and proven ways to interact with the world if you're 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
If you're 10 feet tall, that's even less is built for you. There's not even anything you can go out and get that is built for you.
Also, I think your bones would fail if you're that tall because you're. Skeletal structure can't handle that.
That's true, yeah.
You probably can't fly. You can get in a plane, can you?
No,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Weird things, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be hard to get into a car. You need a special... you can't just call an Uber, probably.
No.
Maybe it would be easier if you're smaller.
Yeah.
But if you're 10, maybe you can play in the NBA or something. I don't know.
WNBA or any of those. Cheating,
yeah.
That's a funny one.
People who do science experiments are invading our sports. Getting 10 feet tall, beating all of the regular sized people.
That's what you'd rather as expected. Thanks so much for playing this game. Thanks for coming in, B-Bomb. Anything? Let me let people know. They can get a hold of you on Bandcamp, B-Bomb, bandcamp.com.
What socials are we on?
We are on
Instagram.
We're on Blue Sky at Bebom Band, and we're also on Instagram at Bebom Band, and that's probably the best way to get a hold of us because I think that one goes to two people, so multiple people get the notifications.
Yeah, the two people message you back at once, not noticing that the other person's message back. But yeah, and then we're on Spotify and Bandcamp and all of the different ones. And
yep.
Yeah.
And show on Saturday on Kingsway, the old Toast.
Take
your time.
Yeah.
Yes, take your time. Should be fun. Yes. Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks, Jay Arner, for sound engineering tonight.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Jay. We don't have a band next week, I don't think, but I'll just be here yapping away. But in 2 weeks, Runner will be playing live on this program. So tune in for that. And also at 11 o'clock on this radio station, Copy Paste. Stay tuned for Copy Paste in a bit less than an hour's time. DJ Autonomy will have a great show for you, I am sure. But until then, here are some random music.
Bird in the sky.